angielski w pracy z humorem. Kasia Sielicka.
Lesson 9, 2021. It's today. But do you know what it's called in English? Hi there. Just popping in with a bunch of English words that you need really badly today, but I bet you didn't know them. Just popping in, wpadam, a bunch, kilka, need badly, bardzo potrzebować, and bet you didn't know, założę się, że nie znasz. So, just popping in with a bunch of words that I bet you didn't know today, yeah? And the words you need badly to talk about the celebration today. Bardzo ich potrzebujesz. And yet, most people get them wrong. And yet, mimo to. And yet most Polish people get them wrong. So let's get started. Today is the 1st of April. The 1st of April. Short grammar note, even reading the date itself is tricky. It has a few versions. You can say April 1st, April the 1st, the 1st of April. Just be careful not to mix them up. So 1st April doesn't really work. April 1 doesn't really work. So I like to stick to the full version. The 1st. Of April. And the 1st of April, it's a special day. And no, it's not Prima Aprilis, or with an English accent, Prima Aprilis. No, that's Polish and Latin. And maybe a bunch of other languages don't know, don't care. In English, it's different. In English, it's April Fool's Day. Now, you know that a fool, głupiec, a fool, that's głupiec. So April Fool's Day will be kwietniowy dzień głupca or dzień kwietniowego głupca, totally up to you. Okay, short spelling note here. You can encounter, spotkasz się z, you can encounter a few versions of the spelling, pisownia. Okay, not a few, two, just two versions of the spelling. So in the singular, w liczbie pojedynczej, in the singular, this will be April Fool's Day with the apostrophe before S, apostrophe before S, or in the plural, w liczbie mnogiej, with the apostrophe after S, yeah? So choose whichever version you want, both are okay, it's April Fool's Day in the singular or plural. So, what do people do on April Fool's Day? I mean, most people, I mean, normal people, because me, personally, I just boycott that tradition. Boycott? Boykottować. I boycott that tradition. But I boycott most holidays, so that's hardly surprising. Tania jest za, my God, surprising? Zaskakujące, yeah. It's hardly surprising. Tania jest bet. Zaskakujące. So, what do most people do? What do normal people do? You would say they make jokes. That's not really good English, but it's also not so bad. It's not really jokes. These are practical jokes or pranks. Psikusy. Practical jokes, pranks. So, people play pranks on others. Play pranks on? Zrobić komuś psikusa. Play pranks on others. And let me give you a few examples of what this might involve. Involve? Zawierać. Mieć w sobie. So a few examples what this might involve. For example, you can tie someone's shoes together. Tie? Związać. You can tie someone's shoes together. Or you can make the classical bunny ears prank. The bunny ears prank? When you show two fingers behind someone's head for a photo, the bunny ears prank. Or you can scare them with a fake spider. A fake spider, sztuczny pająk. You can scare them with a fake of spider. So these are some examples of jokes, that of practical jokes, that people play on each other. Yeah, on each other, na sobie nawzajem. Be careful again about the grammar here. People play pranks on each other and not on themselves. On themselves, this would be na samych sobie, and people don't do that. Usually, probably, hopefully people don't do that, yeah? But they do play pranks on each other. Also, another possible version, they can play pranks on one another. You can use this when there are only two of them. So then they play pranks on one another, but typically they play pranks on each other, period. Yeah? Period, kropka, period. No, not dot, not in this context. Okay, so this is what happens around the world, but not in Poland. Yeah, in Poland, we're different, as usual. We don't play pranks, we tell lies to others. Okłamujemy innych, we tell lies to others. For example, you can lie to them that there is a spider in the hair, or that you have bought them a gift when you really haven't. That's a really cruel lie, I think. And if they believe that, they are taken in. They are taken in, dają się nabrać. They are taken in. But while you're laughing, beware. Beware? Uważaj, beware. Because while you're laughing, they are plotting their revenge. Planują zemstę. Yeah, they are plotting their revenge, zemstę, or as I said as a child, zemstwę, yeah, so that was zemstwa nietoperza, yeah, or zemstwa Fredy. But normal people, zemsta, yeah, they are plotting their revenge, planują zemstę. So, you already know that I don't take part in such total bedlam. I don't take part in, nie biorę udziału, take part in, and total bedlam, dom wariatów. Total bedlam. But what about you? Do you like these customs? Customs? Zwyczaje. Do you like these customs? Do let me know. I'll be happy to find out what pranks you have played on others. What pranks have been played on you. So, do write me. And was I right that I bet you didn't know these words? I think I was. Yeah? No dobra, to przyznam się, skąd wiem, że nie znacie tych słówek? Otóż wiem to z doświadczenia, ponieważ przeuczyłam tysiące Polaków, tak? Przeuczyłam, to nie brzmi zbyt dobrze, ale sorry. Ja nie jestem polonistką, jestem anglistką, wolno mi. Więc przeuczyłam tysiące Polaków i wiem, jakich słówek nie znacie, jakich słówek Wam brakuje. I właśnie dlatego stworzyłam dla Ciebie kurs, podręcznik, najpotrzebniejsze słówka angielskie, których nie znasz. Podręcznik się nazywa English Words in a Funny Story i ma tam tylko te słówka, których potrzebujesz w porannym small talku w pracy, tylko te słówka, których prawdopodobnie nie znasz, bo z mojego doświadczenia Polacy ich nie znają, tylko te słówka, które Ci się przydadzą w firmie zagranicznej albo korporacji międzynarodowej. Podręcznik jest tak skonstruowany, żeby Ci ułatwić naukę, niezależnie od tego, jakim jesteś typem modalności w uczeniu się. Modalność to jest co? Po polskiemu, czy jesteś wzrokowcem, słuchowcem, czy kinestetykiem, ruchowcem, czuciowcem. Więc dla wzrokowców w podręczniku są fajne obrazki, okay? Żeby łatwiej zapamiętali. Dla słuchowców są nagrania w apce na komórkę, więc wszystkie słówka są nagrane, możesz powtarzać. Są nagrane przez native speakera. A dla kinestetyków, jeśli lubisz uczyć się w ruchu albo chodząc, jest apka z fiszkami na komórkę do powtórek. A oprócz tego do powtórek masz quizy, oprócz tego do powtórek masz quiz na koniec, oprócz tego masz zabawny kontekst, żeby zapamiętać dobrze i króciutkie lekcyjki, żeby chapnąć to naraz. 7 słówek i tyle, bo wiem, że nie masz czasu. I dzięki temu poczujesz się swobodniej rozmawiając z native speakerami w pracy, poczujesz się pewnie używając angielskiego w porannym small talku w firmie. A najlepsze jest to, że cena bardzo miło Cię zaskoczy. I sprawdzisz, ile to wszystko kosztuje? Bardzo, bardzo fajnie, zaskakująco mało w linku w komentarzu. Więc wskakuj i zobacz, co dla Ciebie przygotowałam. Do zobaczenia.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem.